Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Welcome to Wednesday. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. You know, I'm sitting here making notes, trying to, when Annie leaves and then I come in right behind and we're trying to get everything all switched over and I'm trying to log into the computer and then I realize, hey, guess what? It's time to play radio. So happy Wednesday. I hope your Wednesday's going well. I'm glad it's not raining right now. I'm sick and tired of all the rain. I'm a little through with all that stuff, and I'm ready to be done with it. Looks like we've got some warm weather that's getting ready to move into the area. So if you don't like rain, but you're ready for it to be hot, this is going to be a great weekend for you because it's going to be hot as Hades as we move forward. Lots of stuff going on to talk about today. If you're one of those people, Annie was just talking about it, the Karen Reed verdict just came in. She was found not guilty. She actually got drunk driving and got a 1-year, I guess, suspended sentence. Is that what that was?
Yeah, probation.
Probation. Yeah. Right. So she got 1-year probation. That's going to happen out of that. But I am really kind of amazed, to be honest with you. I didn't realize. I've kind of followed this a little bit. My wife has been following a lot more than what I have. So I'm trying to catch up on everything that's going on with this, but if you are one of those Karen Reed type folks, this has been going on for 4 years. And for those of you who were I don't really remember what this is. It's the Boston police officer who his wife dropped him off at a party, and then the police were saying that she ran over him with the car and left him to die in the snow. She's like, I didn't do that. So that's what this trial was basically going. She was saying that she was being framed for his murder. And they were saying, no, it was you.
Allegedly committed by other police officers.
Right. That's what she was claiming.
Right.
She was claiming, I didn't kill him. His buddies killed him in a whole drunken frenzy that they had going on with stuff where she dropped him off. So through all the back and forth that came out today, that Karen Reed was found not guilty. And, Rock, she had some sound on there. It's the Karen Reed reaction. You see that?
I just want to say two things. Number one is I could not be standing here without these amazing supporters who have supported me and my team financially and, more importantly, emotionally. Almost 4 years. And the second thing I want to say is no one has fought harder for justice for John O'Keefe than I have and my team. Thank you.
So I was just watching this on Fox News, and the legal expert who was on said, you know, I get the first comment. That was good. She should have stopped after that one because his family, hi, Sue, his family is probably not going to appreciate the fact that she said no one has fought harder to find out who John's killer is than me. That's probably not going to go over that well.
You know, I was just watching the crowds outside the courtroom.
Huge.
In Dedham, Massachusetts, near Boston, are crazy huge.
Yes.
And loud and just totally committed to her, it seems.
Very much so. You know what it kind of reminds me of? And this is a way throwback, the OJ verdict. When the OJ verdict came out in L.A., you had huge crowds everywhere. These people are all over the place.
You know, Mark Reardon really was following this. And we've had Paul Morrow, our Fox News contributor, on several times during the trial to give his insight on it. So I'll try to get him later today.
Oh, that would be great.
See if I can get him on. I don't know what his commitments are to Fox News Channel.
What was Mark's hook into this? What got him so interested?
He's just fascinated by this. Sue, can you remember how Mark
felt about it?
Yeah.
No, we just like a good case, right?
So what's funny is if you look at the crowd, it's almost, I'm going to say, 95-98% women.
And listen to the reaction from a couple of these women after the verdict was announced. They were in the crowd, and Fox News talked with them.
Like, we drove 18 hours from Charlotte, North Carolina. We made this in North Carolina. We knew.
In the rain, the hot, the cold, we waited for everything.
Yeah. So why? I mean, you're not even a local.
I'm not a local.
Why? Why does this resonate so much with you?
Well, it's shameful. The corruption. I felt like we needed to be here to support a girl. Like what they did. It was disgusting to her. They framed her.
And here's a cut from another woman that was there for the whole trial. I think she was from Boston.
How do you feel right now after this verdict?
Amazing. I just stopped crying. We've been here for too many years, boots on the ground every day. There's so many people that have waited for this. We stood in the freezing cold through rain, through storms, through everything. But Turtle Boy was right. He exposed the corruption. Karen Reed, the biggest thing that I took out of this is you got to look at the body. There were no bruises. You don't get hit by a car, a 6,000-pound vehicle, and have no bruises. The science and the physics don't lie. People do.
So she referenced Turtle Boy. So Turtle Boy
is a blogger, or as he calls himself, a journalist.
He's a journalist, not a blogger.
Who brought this story to a lot of people's attention, and it just went crazy. He was talking with Fox News after the verdict came in.
Turtle Boy, can I ask you a question? Hey, this is actually Turtle Boy. You brought this case to the forefront here. They're screaming your name here. How are you feeling and about the verdict?
Overcome with emotion. It's the happiest I've ever felt. You know, I want to cry. I want to be happy. It hasn't really set in yet.
Explain to people nationwide why this case resonates so much with so many people.
Because she's quite clearly not guilty. It couldn't be more obvious. You couldn't get this amount of people to come out and support somebody if there was any doubt whatsoever that they did it. And it's just so transparent from the beginning that she was innocent. It's a crime that she had to go through what she went through just to get here. But this is justice. This should have happened a long time ago. And we are just overcome with emotion. And I can't thank the jury enough for seeing through the lies, seeing through the misinformation that came out of Hank Brennan's mouth.
So I find it very interesting how all of this really just blew up. I mean, this is a guy, to your point, he calls himself a journalist, and I'll go with you on that, because journalism's getting pretty broad these days. He is a blogger, as we would pretty much look at him. But it's interesting that the following of this and where the news was going, because you would see it in the mainstream media some, but not a ton. But if you are a TikTok type person, man, this was all over TikTok. TikTok, it's all over social media, is where this story has lived. And these folks have engaged with it all over the place. So he kept talking to him. And this is his second cut, just to give you a little more background of where did this story come from and how did Turtle Boy, which I would love to know how he got to know him, Turtle Boy, but how did Turtle Boy pick up on this?
How did this happen? How did you, Turtle Boy, the blogger, make this into such
I'm a journalist? I'm not
journalist.
A blogger.
No, sorry, I apologize. But how did you make this? Why do you think you got so much momentum? Can you take me back to the moment where you thought this was different?
So the first time I wrote this, my first story, the Canton cover-up, I've done 520 installments now. My part one, April 18th, 2023. When I dropped that, it exploded. I got 500,000 views on that one. I did my first show on it, record-setting audience. And I realized this is a story that's resonating with people because it's outrageous. And none of these people are protesters. None of these people go and participate in protests, political protests, nothing like that. These are just people who are just outraged because they can see their daughter or their sister or their mother, it could be Karen Reed, and they're saying, no, we're not going to sit there in silence and watch an innocent woman be put in shackles. We're not going to allow it.
So a couple of things that jumped out at me on that. A, he's done 520 installments on this story.
Over. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
For the past 4 years, 520, the first story that he did had over 500,000 engagements being a part of this. It really kind of speaks to the fact of how we are digesting things these days.
And it speaks to the fact that, you know, just earlier this week, we've learned that social media is now the major way people hear about their news. It's more than the traditional media.
It is.
Social media coverage. The other thing that stands out to me in all of this is that we're still no closer to finding out who killed this officer.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we have a dead Boston police officer, and we still don't know how that happened. And to my earlier point when we first started all this, after her comment, she probably shouldn't said, no one has fought harder, because using my OJ comparison, remember OJ was going to all the golf courses to find Nicole's killer, Nicole and Ron's killer, because obviously it was someone who's on the professional golf circuit who he felt like killed Ron and Nicole, because every time they would talk to him, he seemed to be on a golf course. So OJ obviously had some behind the scenes. It's a golfer who did it. So sorry, not meaning to make light of this whole thing, but Karen Reed found not guilty. Man, there's just a lot that I'm intrigued by, that whole thing of what's going on. So it's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We appreciate you being a part of the show. Sue is here with traffic. That was Fred, obviously, that you heard. Rock is over here working the controls for us, trying to get all this stuff done. We are going to have a conversation with Chad Perkins on the other side. Chad is state rep from District 40. He is also the House pro tem of the Missouri House. We're going to talk a little bit about the Missouri legislative session that just wrapped up. They even did their special session because, you know, if you hate school, you want to go to summer school. So they brought you back to do a little bit more. We're going to get his talk or his thoughts on the session, both the regular session and the wrap-up on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon on the Mark Reardon Radio Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. And to Terry, our DM, where is Mark this week? I don't know. I've been really busy with my life, and I haven't been able to keep up with Mark Reardon's whereabouts. Sue, do you... Is he saying he's at in a secret location?
No. Okay. I believe he's local.
He's local.
But he's taking some time.
I thought maybe he was checking out the new flagpoles that they put up at the White House. You know, no. They got them at the front and the back.
Yeah, well, that is impressive.
Biggest ones ever. Never had them this big before. So there you go. They got new flags. They're tapered. I don't know what that means.
That's interesting.
Obviously the Karen Reed thing we were just talking about, she was found not guilty. There was a lot going on with Israel and Iran. We are going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit with Steve Bucci, who is a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Before we get to Chad Perkins, here's a quick update. Here's the latest that Trump had to say from the White House just a little bit ago.
Mr. President, have you been updated on that?
No, we're having a meeting in an hour. Have a meeting downstairs in 1 hour, yeah.
Mr. President, on Iran, if regime change does happen there, if the regime falls, do you have a plan for what you think would happen?
I have a plan for everything, but we'll see what happens. Got a ways to go. They should have made the deal. I had a great deal for them. They should have made that deal. 60 days, we talked about it, and in the end, they decided not to do it, and now they wish they did it. And they want to meet, but it's a little late to meet, but they want to meet, and they want to come to the White House. They'll even come to the White House, so we'll see. I may do that, but it's a shame. It could have been done the easy way.
Do you think the regime there could fall?
Sure. Anything could happen, right? Of that? Sure.
So we'll find out a little bit more about that coming up in just a little bit when we talk with Steve Bucci. In the meantime, we are going to talk to Chad Perkins, who is the Speaker Pro Tem of the Missouri House. Chad, how are you, sir?
Well, Mike, I got to tell you, I love listening to Trump do an interview, right? I mean, the guy is a savage the way he goes about things. Like last night, what did he say something last night? Like, the Ayatollah, we know where he is. He's an easy target. I'm not going to kill him, at least not yet. And I'm like, what other president would ever talk like that? The guy is just a monster. And the guy doesn't play around.
I do love the part when they were asking him, what do you think about the Ayatollah's comments where he's threatening America? And he just says, good luck. I'm like, I love that. I love it. He's already said, to your point, we know where you are. If we want to get you, it's not going to be hard. I can kill you tomorrow. It reminds me, you'll love this, Sue. It reminds me of Princess Bride, you know, the dreaded pirate Roberts.
That's right.
You know, I'll sleep well, Wesley. I'll probably kill you in the morning.
And that's right.
That's kind of Donald Trump to the Ayatollah. Like, sleep well, I'll probably kill you in the morning. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But
that reference was inconceivable.
I don't think that word means what you think it does. Hey, man, I enjoyed hanging out with you at Lincoln Days up in Lincoln County on Saturday night. I always love that event. The folks up in Lincoln County are always so welcoming and so nice, especially for a guy from St. Charles to come up. And it's always a great time. But I wanted to have you on here because I wanted to talk a little bit about session. We don't have a big window here. We've only got, I don't know, 6-7 minutes for us to catch up. But I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on how did session go this year? And did you get everything done that you wanted to get done? Because it sure felt like you got a lot more done this year than you did last year. You even went back for extra innings.
Well, Mike, it was, in my 5 years of being there, I think it was the most productive. It was the most conservatively productive session I've ever been a part of, right? We went into it saying we're going to do some things with Proposition A. And we did, right? We put it back on the ballot. We're going to do some things with Amendment 3.
And just real quick, for people who aren't up on what is Proposition A, for those who are following along at home.
Proposition A was the one that basically said, oh, yeah, you can take off work whenever you want to. You don't have to tell your boss, and they can't fire you for it, right?
So all the conversation was about the minimum wage, and they really didn't talk about that part, did they?
No, that was the selling point, was minimum wage.
Exactly.
Then they threw in all these other things that made it really impossible to run a business. And people would ask me about it and talk about minimum wage, and I always said to them, well, you can't operate a business this way. And the fact is, the real minimum wage is zero. And if the business you work for closes down, you're not going to get paid at all.
Exactly.
So we did that. You know, we made the necessary changes there that allows business to thrive, which ultimately is good for everyone. Amendment 3, of course, was that issue that was on the ballot last year. And they sold it as being a woman's right to choose, right?
Right.
And with that being said, though, it became the most liberal piece of legislation in the country. And the fact that it basically allowed for abortion up until birth. It had a lot of things having to do with transgender, gender-affirming care, whatever that means. But people didn't realize all that, you know, when that was in there, or at least a lot of the voters didn't. So we put it back on the ballot, and this time it only includes some things regarding the abortion issue with a lot of parameters on it, the parameters being rape, incest, life of the mother, only up until a certain point in time, those sort of things that obviously I don't love those parameters, so I would be fine with doing away with it altogether, but you got to get something passed on the ballot, right?
Right. There's something so that you may want to do, and then there's something that you feel like the voters would actually do.
That's exactly right. And whether I like it or not, the voters last year indicated they wanted some ability to do so, right? With that being said, we could have passed something out of Jefferson City that said, okay, we just outlaw abortions altogether, put it on the ballot, and then it would likely fail. And for me, a win is not just some moral victory where you pass something out of the House and Senate, but rather when you pass it out of the House and Senate, you put it on the ballot, and then it passes on the ballot. That's a real win. And so we put something on the ballot that we think can win, that can make Missouri certainly far more reasonable than the atrocious Amendment 3 proposition from last year. And then I love it because the left says, oh, you're overturning the will of the voter. Well, how on earth is that? Because we're not actually doing anything other than putting it back in front of the voters.
You're basically giving them a second bite of the apple, if you will.
It seems to me as if the left is the group that's afraid of what the voter might say. So just put it out there in front of the voters, give them the opportunity to choose which one they like. If they prefer the way it is, they can keep it. If they would like to do it the way that we've suggested, then the people of the great state of Missouri have an opportunity to do that.
We're talking with Chad Perkins, who is from District 40 with the Missouri House of Representatives. He is also the Speaker pro tem. So you got called back. I've only got about 2 minutes left here. So
I want to point out real quickly, I sponsored the legislation along with George Ruse out of St. Louis County.
Yes.
That eliminated personal capital gains taxes this year also.
Which is huge that people. You talked about this a little bit on Saturday night. Talk a little bit real quick about why people should care about that, because a lot of people think capital gains only matters to wealthy people.
Right. So it's 4.7% of your income. But the fact of the matter is this. If you have a retirement account, which most of us do, and we're not wealthy people, we just have this retirement account either through our job or because we've been putting a little bit away here and there over the course of our career. Well, it certainly will affect that. Or for anyone who's buying a home, you know, that could certainly affect that, right? How much money you make when you sell that home. That's a real possibility, or anything of that nature. So I think it's good for all Missourians. Anytime you give Missourians the opportunity to keep more of their money, I think it's a good thing. You know, people know how to spend the money better than the government does.
I think we would all agree with that, especially people who are listening to this radio station are going to share that opinion. Hey, tell me real quick a little bit your thoughts on special session. How did that go down, and how did it, the end result, how do you think that's going to play out in your opinion?
Well, it's an interesting thing, Mike. I, as you know, wasn't able to attend the voting time. We're having a child.
Yay, and, congrats.
Mom believed she was going into labor right then, that Tuesday night. So I left and we came back to SSM in St. Charles County and out in Lake St. Louis. And And as it turns out, she wasn't, right? We were only 34 weeks, and they want to get you a little further along for the health of the baby. So I wasn't able to make it to the voting time. It's yet to be determined how that works out, right? It was a vote that was really hard for a lot of folks.
Right.
Ultimately, for me, I looked at it and said, well, just last year, the voters of Jackson County said no to it. Why would I saddle the voters in my district in Pike and Lincoln counties with having to pay that bill? The voters of Jackson County didn't want to do it. And, you know, it seems to me like the majority of the benefit would go to the Kansas City area. So I was not supportive of the pieces of legislation. It did pass with, you know, a fairly comfortable margin. So me attending to that family health matter didn't really affect the outcome, but I wish it kind of would have.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And I heard Mike Kehoe say something that I appreciate sort of the other side of the aisle, if you will, on this one. And that is, we in St. Louis can understand when we lost the Rams, we have this dome that is sitting downtown. Luckily, we got the Battle Hawks to go play in it. But if we didn't have the Battle Hawks, we'd have this big dome with nothing in it. And he brought up an interesting point on Scott Faughn's show where he was talking about if you lose the Chiefs and you lose the Royals and they go over to the Kansas side, you're not going to get another team to go play in there because they're just on the other side. They didn't even leave the market necessarily. They're just on the other side. And all of a sudden, Kansas City, Missouri is stuck with these two big, huge pieces of land that used to generate a lot of income for the state of Missouri, and now they're just big holes with nothing in it. And you're going to have to figure out, what are you going to do with that? And I thought, you know, that's an interesting side of that that I hadn't really considered. I don't know that it's worth giving the billionaires the money, but I understand that aspect of it.
Mike, I think the world of the governor, I think he's doing a tremendous job. I would suggest this, though. Instead of picking out two businesses that would get that tax benefit, why don't we just write some legislation that would benefit every single business in the state of Missouri equally? I could certainly support that.
I'm with you. Hey, Chad, I got to run. I appreciate you taking some time. It's always great to talk to you. Good luck with the baby. I hope you have a healthy, bouncing baby very soon.
Thank you, Mike. Good talking to you.
That is Chad Perkins. He is the Speaker Pro Temp of the Missouri House. We are going to catch up on what's going on with the Iran-Israel war with Steve Bucci on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today in 97.1 FM Talk. Sit in today, and I am tickled pink to be here to talk about all of the world going to hell in a handbasket and more. You like that, Sue, for my pre-sale there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny. You just I'm just stuck on the screen every night. And I think Trey Yingst, by the way, on Fox News, is a rock star.
Interesting.
I love watching this guy. He is in the middle of everything. And another guy who is in the middle of everything, who is joining us right now, is Steve Bucci. He is a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He is a military special ops analyst. Steve, thanks so much for making the time to join us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, watching all of this that is going on, I am mesmerized by the just...
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pinpoint accuracy that I'm watching Israel do and just systematically dismantle Iran. Should I be as enthralled as I am, or is this somebody or something that you watch and go, this is pretty impressive?
No, it is clearly impressive. They are at the cutting edge of their precision. Some of that is their incredible intelligence gathering capability, particularly against Iran. They know where everything is. And then they are able to use, Israel's kind of a high-tech civilization there in that country. Their tech is really good. And you can see the results that they are hitting pinpoint targets, putting drones through windows. You know, they know that General so-and-so is taking a bath at the 14th floor of this apartment building, and they go in the bathroom window and take them out.
That was crazy.
That takes a ton of really good intel and then a lot of well-trained, very disciplined operatives from the intelligence community and in the kinetic community, if you will, primarily their Air Force right now. So they have defanged Iran. You know, people are going, oh, but some of the missiles are getting through. And I'm saying, yeah, that's true, because the Iron Dome is not perfect. It's really, really good, though. And every missile that Iran has fired since that first night, it leads almost directly to them then eliminating another launcher within Iran. So, you know, they can keep shooting if they want. All they're basically doing is painting their own bullseyes on their launchers and their facilities that the Israelis then say, okay, now we've pinpointed that one, take it out. So they're getting weaker and weaker every time they shoot back at Israel.
It seems like what you first saw when Iran first started retaliating, and they were sending the ballistic missiles that you were talking about, I had always heard about the Iron Dome and is it David Sling and a few others that mm-hmm. are part of that. And I thought that this would just shoot any kind of missile. But those were really, and help me understand if you would, those were really designed to go against Hamas and Hezbollah and the rockets that they were shooting in to really catch those quick responses. Shooting a ballistic missile takes a lot more, doesn't it? Because that thing is cooking at a much different velocity than what a rocket is going to be doing. So it makes sense that some of those are going to be getting through.
Well, but they have parts of their system. Now, when we say the Iron Dome, we're not talking about one system. We're talking about a network of systems that can shoot down, can detect, and then figure out where it's going to go, and then decide whether they need to shoot it down, and then shoot it down. Everything from mortar rounds, artillery shells, rockets, which are not guided. They just, you know, they kind of aim them at big directions and then let them go. Short-range ballistic missiles that are aimed at specific targets and all the way up to intermediate range ballistic missiles. But you're right that the bigger, faster ones are a tougher target. And if they come in, you know, a bunch at a time, or if there's a barrage for a bit, then there's a lull, then they come at it again. You know, sometimes they'll get through. And it's a tough task for the defenders. But boy, Israel was, you know, not to make it trite, because people have been killed in Israel by those missiles. But they're really hitting that out of the park, defending their homeland and sending the message to Iran that stop doing this, you knuckleheads. It's not working. And we're going to keep spanking you every time you try and do it.
We're talking with Steve Bucci. He's a military special analyst and visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, help me understand, where do you think this is going to go? What are the next steps in this conflict, and what role do you think the U.S. is going to play in this?
The next big steps, other than a continuation of the, you know, getting every single ballistic missile launcher that Iran tries to use, and for that part, they don't need any help from us. Israel's got that. They've got air dominance over Iran. You know, they will wear those down and basically get them down to nothing. The bigger issue, though, because the main purpose of this whole operation has been to remove their nuclear sites. Now, they've gotten a bunch of them. They've gotten the Natanz. They've hit some of the others, but there's still some that are deeper in their mountain ranges, really. They're buried under some of their mountains. Israel does not have conventional munitions that can really get to those facilities. Now, they can hit tunnel entrances and things like that and make it a real pain to work and live there, and maybe even cause them to shut down for a period of time. But to really destroy them, the only thing Israel really owns to do that are nuclear devices. Now, nobody wants Israel to use those. I'm not sure Israel wants to use them.
Right.
They don't have, you know, they have a finite number, first of all, so they don't want to use them if they don't have to. But it's also, that's a step up in the world that nobody wants to see that line crossed. The United States does have very large bunker buster bombs, which are bombs that you drop them, they hit the ground, and they penetrate really deeply before the main explosive goes off, so that you can actually destroy targets that are protected by, you know, from normal munitions much further underground.
Hey, can you paint that for me a little bit? I've heard that, and I've heard them talk about these bunker busters, and they fly out from the B-2 bombers here at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. So We have a Missouri connection to this whole thing, but tell me a little bit about when that bomb hits, when it hits the ground, how far down would you expect that to go into the earth before it actually explodes? What's an expectation?
It's probably further than most of us think, but it's a classified number.
Gotcha.
So
Sorry.
I really can't talk about it.
It's all good.
They'll get things that the bad guys think are perfectly safe. And you know, we've developed these over the years because we don't want to necessarily use nukes. Nukes were always the go-to solution when someone had built a facility like that into a mountain. And different countries have done it. The Soviets did it. The North Koreans do it. The Albanians, I used to live in Albania when the Albanians were under the communists, they did it in several places. And I've been to some of those facilities, and I got to tell you, it's like something from a bad movie. They had big giant glass doors, and you know, it's all stone tunnels down into the mountain to the facilities. The Iranians have been using those for their testing and development and manufacture of their ballistic missiles, and you know, as we believe, some of their attempts at getting nuclear warheads. So we can give those munitions to the Israelis. They don't have any B-2s. the B2 is the, you know, the ideal platform for delivering those. We're not going to give them B2s probably, but, you know, this may be a thing where we fly a couple of your B2s out of Missouri over there with their payloads. They drop the bombs, they take them out, and they fly home, and we don't talk about it. Or, as I say, they could loan them the aircraft or the munitions as well. So there's a couple of different ways they can do it. I do not foresee the United States putting any troops on the ground beyond the air defenders that are there already with some of the missile defense capabilities that we've given them. That is an augmentation of the whole network of missile defense systems they have. Some of you mentioned the Iron Dome, David's Sling, the Red Arrow. They come up with cool names for their systems.
They do. It's very neat.
But I don't think we're going to see any more than that. I think we will probably continue to help them with intelligence, with detection of attacks from Iran and other adversaries like the Houthis and people like that. But they're getting help from a lot of countries now. You know, the Jordanians shot down some drones that the Saudis have allowed the Israelis to go over their airspace and protect themselves from there. Keep in mind, the Israelis are not the only ones in the Middle East who have a beef with Iran.
Right.
There are lots of Arab countries, particularly the Sunni Arab countries, who consider Iran a far bigger threat to them and their interests than they ever think of Israel or anybody else. So there's a lot of countries there who are at least rooting for the Israelis, and on the side providing various types of support besides the United States. And Iran has made this bed, the Iranian regime, not the Iranian people, has made this bed. They're going to lie in it. A lot of them are buried underneath it already. And some of those other leaders are going to continue down that path because they're fanatics. They are true believers, and they really believe theologically that the destruction of Israel and the destruction of the United States will trigger, you know, their version of Islam's apocalypse. And so they think all this is just fine as long as they win in the end. I think that's a pipe dream. And we should all be praying that it's only a pipe dream because these are bad things. So this is serious stuff, but the good guys are winning pretty handily right now.
Well, Steve Bucci, we appreciate you making some time and sharing your expertise with us today. Obviously, there is a whole lot going on, and it tends to change by the minute. We get more and more of these updates. So thanks for your expertise today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That is Steve Bucci. He is a military special ops analyst. He is a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk more about this as we go forward. My name is Mike Elam. Getting to hang out with you today in place of Mark Reardon, who is out in places unknown, just because I don't know. That's how this is working. It's the Mark Reardon Show. Thanks for listening. 97.1 FM Talk. Reardon Show and 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. Man, there is a whole lot going on. If you haven't heard, if you've been following the Karen Reed trial, which is that case has been going on now, geez, for 4 years. I can't believe it's been happening that long. She was found not guilty today. She did get a drunk driving conviction and got a year of parole on that. So now we're going to have to, I guess we'll turn the page and the saga will continue to find out who killed Officer John and what happened to him. She was claiming that she was being framed. Obviously, the jury thought some of that was true and decided to acquit her. So huge crowds being a part of Karen Reed there in Boston and all coming out to support her. Iran and Israel just keeps going on. I was talking about Trey Yingst, and that guy is really just a rock star. We had a quick little soundbite of him. It gives you an idea. Go ahead and hit that rock. It starts with that award. This guy's
right
hearing
now,
this all the time.
There are ballistic missiles being fired at Israel's second largest city of Tel Aviv. Currently, Missile defense systems are working to shoot down the incoming fire. We are going to take some cover here as this unfolds. You can see in the distance, interceptor rounds coming off, trying to shoot down.
It's a tripod.
Pull it off the tripod. And let's move inside.
I didn't realize
the flash
how
there
long
in the sky. Explosions
he's been doing this.
Overhead.
But he has been covering this for Fox for 7 years that he's been over in Israel. I mean, travels around the country. But
wow.
I know. But just watching this guy reminds me of the Gulf War back in the 90s when you had those guys from CNN who were up underneath desk and all that kind of stuff. Hey, next hour, Sue's News is going to happen. One of my favorite segments that we have on this show. We're going to talk to Congressman Bob Onder from Missouri's 3rd Congressional District. And the price of fireworks. You could have some sticker shock when you get to the fireworks tents this year. We're going to talk with Chris Sanders about that, of Powder Monkey Fireworks. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on The Mark Reardon Show at 97.1 FM Talk.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.